Hello, everybody. This is Robbie's Infinite Well of Grandiose Knowledge. I'm Roberto. I'm here with Mr. Noah Zeller.
Hello, hello.
And Mr. Ryland Canope.
Hey.
Today, we're going to be talking about fashion, something we all care deeply about because we like clothes.
Oh, yeah.
We like looking nice.
Yeah. So what's your, let's start off with a, this is a big question. What's your opinion of fashion? Like, what do you think fashion is?
I think overall, I think fashion, like down to the smallest, is art.
Art?
It's how you express yourself. It's how you want other people to see you. And I think that's just kind of like, it's how everyone sees you. It's how the world is going to view, you know, whatever person.
Yeah. All right. What about you?
Yeah. I think it's the best way to express yourself because back in the day, you know what I mean? It's kind of just a necessity for people to not see your groin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like nowadays, it's just like a way to express yourself and show what your interests are and what you stand for as a person.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Noah said, it's like an art, man. It's how you present yourself, what you like.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now let's delve into what we would consider our own styles.
I'm really into just stuff where it's like it has history with things I'm interested in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I wear a lot of like used clothes because that's just the best way to get clothes nowadays. You know what I mean? That's a pretty big trend nowadays because
the thrift.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I don't think anyone wants to pay $70 for some pants. You know what I mean?
God.
So, I was looking at the prices of like some balloon pants the other day, man. $113 off Studio Nixon. Shout out Studio Nixon.
Like
$113. They're designer made, but it's like
the only type of thing I'd consider for like that much for clothing would probably be like a good jacket. Like a durable jacket.
I can understand like wanting to have a few pieces that you buy that are like, you know, like handmade or designer made.
Formal wear, I'm gonna keep that a bit separate than like, you know, not casual, but you know, like
everyday stuff.
Like everyday stuff. You
know, absolutely.
Out in the street, that type of stuff. I'm going to keep formal wear separate. I can see formal wear for that much. All right. You went over your sort of style.
Oh, I didn't finish.
Oh, no, yeah.
I just started,
man. You did not finish?
I just started. My style is forever evolving, as everyone else's is. And right now, my favorites are like, you know, baggy pants were a trend, but now with skinny jeans and like, you know, not normal fitted jeans is starting to come back in 2024.
Oh, no, is it really?
So, yeah, and it's also looking pretty cool. Like
skinny jeans?
Yeah, really? Like people are like having serious debates about this.
Are we talking skinny like you're you're seeing
no,
the calf
but like
muscle?
Regular fit jeans are becoming more popular
than
baggy
jeans.
Well,
that's not skinny. That's just
regular. Well, it's like
fit.
Well, not
straight fit stuff.
Straight fit but a little thinner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, so, no, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking everyone's saying, oh, I want the athletic taper from Old Navy.
Yeah, exactly. But my personal style right now is consisting of a lot of cargo pants, a lot of Carhartt cargo pants, which are pretty basic, but I love them. Usually get them in like a size 38 or up to a 50, you know what I mean? Need that belt.
I don't know if I go up to 50. That's a little bit high.
No, that's what I'd be wearing, bro. My fashion style consists of a lot of cargo pants. Right now, I'm wearing a lot of like sweatshirts, you know what I mean? Like early 2000s sweatshirts.
Yeah, those are nice.
I've been wearing a lot of like, I don't know what you would call them, but they're like these scarf hoodie things.
Scarf.
The babushka?
I don't know if that's it, but it's like a hoodie. It's like a hoodie, but it goes around your neck and it's separate. So you could wear a sweatshirt and a hood.
Interesting. Oh, like
I have one
like
of them. Yeah, but I want to start wearing that more because those are so cool.
I think I know what you're talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
They're really cool. They're like usually used in skiing.
Like a separate neck kind of piece that goes around with a hood above it.
Yeah, and I've been wearing that and overalls and boots and some jewelry. I've been wearing a watch. You know what I mean? I'm just getting into jewelry. Yeah,
bro.
Watches are so nice.
I'm thinking about just pulling up to Walmart. All right, you want to go next?
I guess so, yeah.
All right.
I mean, for me, I think it's developed because I used to just dress like a golfer, basically.
Yeah, the grandpa sweater.
Mm-hmm. The grandpa sweaters, the polos. It's kind of shifted from the like gayer polo wearing to like I've mixed it with a accent of homelessness and looking like I just came out of like a sweatshop. I feel like
all right, you know, just like the tank top under the jacket.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's. I honestly never thought I would have gone there, but it feels nice. It's like I always want to stay consistent. The only thing that does stay consistent with my style is I love layering no matter what time. That's one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah, layers are fun. You can do a lot of stuff with layers.
Yeah, you can do a lot of stuff with it. It adds so many elements, but a lot of it is just trying to up the baggy pants. That's been really nice.
All right. Okay. I'll go into my style, I guess.
Please.
So for me, mostly, I like fun, like colors-wise. Let's start with color-wise, all right? Usually I wear dark colored pants, black, brown, stuff like that. I've been starting to get into baggier pants. Like I went over to the wall market.
Here we go.
I went over to the wall market. I bought a pair of like 40, 38, however long pants, and I've been wearing those a bit. Those are great.
It just feels so nice.
Yeah. I might have to buy some more when I get some more money. I've only got like 4 pairs of pants right now. Yeah, I need to get more of that.
I've been rotating this one pair of jeans, and now that I have the 38s, I'm going to grow up in those too. But then I have that woman's pair of like those like brown bell bottoms that are like ribbed. I'm telling you, women's clothes, that's a whole nother alleyway.
You know, women's, dude, hoodies. And t-shirts
really
are where it's at, because men's, they are way too long. Mm-hmm. They do not know how to properly crop and size men's shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Because I get a shirt in a medium, right?
It's a hard life.
And it's perfect. It lays perfectly on my arms, lays perfectly on my neck and my torso, right? Perfect.
But it's long.
Then the shirt itself is going down to my kneecaps. That does not look good, man. I look like I'm straight out of like 2010, bro.
That's where the tuck comes in.
I look like I'm a lifesaver. I look like I'm on stage in like the Alvin's movie with that, bro. And I'm like doing a backflip. Like, what is this, bro?
Yeah, but speaking of shirts, I like shirts a lot. That's where I mostly get my color in, is my shirts. I got collar, mm-hmm. polo, stuff mm-hmm, like that.
Mm-hmm. I want to get some of those. You tell me where to get some good ones.
Bro, you go to St. Vincent de Paul. Mm-hmm. And Goodwill. Those two places, you'll find all the dead grandpa drip.
That's what I'm saying,
That's where you go.
It's a sleeper. I feel like it's a sleeper.
For collarless shirts, I don't like thin ones. I don't like thin collarless shirts. I'll get like thicker ones, like sweaters, knit, whatever.
You're out there trying to get like long johns. you're wearing the long johns.
I'm not gonna be wearing a long john, man. But I like the sort of like this shirt,
mm-hmm.
for the people listening, of course, you can't see, so I'll describe it a bit. It's like the collared shirts with the buttons in the front, you know.
It's classic. It's classic.
Yeah.
I see all of my distant, soon-to-die family members wearing that stuff.
Exactly.
But it's heat.
But here's where it gets serious, all right? This is where it gets serious. My true love when it comes to clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Jackets. I love jackets. Dude, I've got so many nice jackets. I've got this really great gray one. It's like polyester on the outside. On the inside, it's like this knitted thing with like plaid. Dude. I brought it today. It's out in the other room.
I saw it, man.
Yeah, it's so nice.
It's beautiful.
I got that thing for $7.
$7?
$7.
You're kidding.
At St. Vincent. But I can't find out what the brand is. The person who had it before me like ripped out the tags. Oh, I have no clue what brand it is. The only thing I have to go off of is like, it's like this one golden emblem. I don't know. Yeah.
Man.
And then I want to learn how to make jackets, so that way I can make my perfect jacket.
That would actually be so cool.
I want to learn how to make my clothes. I'm going to make the perfect jacket, man. I'm telling you, I'm going to
invest in the like sewing kit and stuff. I keep seeing that stuff online. Dude. I want to learn how to do it, but it seems like such a daunting task.
I'm going to get my grandma to teach me. She knows how to make clothes and stuff.
There you go.
She'll. I'm going to make her teach me. I'm
going to make her.
I'm going to make her. All right. Now on to our next segment. We're going to be talking about. We've been talking about what we like. Now it's time to talk about what we don't like.
Time to be a hater.
I know what I don't like.
All right.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Hype beast.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
If you guys don't know what a hype beast is, it's this thing that happened in like the early 2010s where basically.
It's a Supreme.
Supreme, yeah. So basically there was the skateboard brand named Supreme. And
that's a skateboard brand?
Yeah. And basically they blew up, got really big because their stuff was very limited. So now. There's a bunch of these people that are starting to buy stuff just because of the name, brand, and price, not because of how it looks. And that defeats the whole purpose of fashion as an art form. So I think it's pretty dumb.
Yeah, that's fair.
And it doesn't look good.
All right. You got any dislikes, Noah?
Honestly, like I want to say fashion is subjective, but my one huge gripe with it as a whole is just the whole brand of Nike. and like Nike Tech. When that became a thing, I don't know how recent that is, but I keep seeing that around the school. Mm. I'll see, it's always, it's either black, white, beige, or gray.
Yeah, and it's, man, a jumpsuit. These,
no, it's like you say, oh, I want to look cool. I want to wear a cotton jumpsuit to school. You look like a clown.
Yeah, you look like an Oompa Loompa, bro. Or not Oompa Loompa.
You look like you're out on Lego Ninjago, bro.
No, for real.
Yeah, you look like a Lego Ninjago character. What are you out
like
about?
The brown ninja pulled that off 10 times better than you 20 years ago. Come on. It's just, it makes me sad because that's the whole point of being fashion, of being, having like fashion as a thing. You need to be creative. You make your own style. You don't just put on a set piece.
Another thing, this might be a little bit controversial, but I don't like sneakerheads.
Sneakerheads, yeah.
I like shoes.
I like shoes. Love
I
shoes.
Love sneakers.
They're cool.
Shoes are confusing, but
when
man.
But when you're only spending all your money on shoes and it literally,
it's the kids who like go and like buy limited shoes and they resell it. It's smart, but it's like you could be doing a lot of cool. You could be investing in your.
They're
own
wearing.
Style.
They're wearing a hoodie they got from Walmart, right? And it's made out of the worst material ever, right? It's
they're like slicky sweatpants.
Like yeah, it's like an icky yellow.
Sometimes Walmart does hit though.
Yeah, I
Walmart,
know.
Walmart has hit. Before,
Walmart has really decent, cheap jeans.
Yeah,
that's what I'm wearing right now.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're bad. Yeah. I'm just saying icky yellow hoodie, sweatpants, and then these shoes are worth like $900 resale or $1,000.
It's ridiculous. And it's like, it's
what's the point?
It's just like the same thing as like this other one that's only like 50, 70, but it's purple. But it's purple.
But it's purple, so I need to buy
purple.
It.
But it's purple,
But it's purple.
I already have 10 of these. I already have 10 or like 20 of these, man, but I need to get this one because it's a different shade of purple.
That's part of the thing. Like, especially with shoes, shoes get so confusing. I just rock like a couple pairs of shoes for a couple different kinds of occasions, maybe one pair of fancy shoes, and I'm good.
Yeah.
I want to get a pair of Tim's. I need a
Tim's.
I'm wearing them right now.
Yeah, yeah, dude. No,
dude,
they
was such
they
a steal. $20.
You got them for 20?
He got them for 20.
He got them for 20. Oh, my God.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I've always been a sneaker guy. You know what I mean? And it's weird for me saying all that hate about him. But recently, I haven't worn a pair of sneakers in, like, since the school year began. And it's already what?
Wow.
You know what I mean? And just boots. They're so much nicer. For like every day, especially here in Oregon where it's always raining.
Yeah.
It's always muddy. It's always muddy.
I don't have to clean them. I don't have to be like, oh, I need to worry when I walk in.
No,
dirt.
My white Air Jordans. What am I going to do? I have to bleach them again.
They're better insulated. They're comfortable, man.
They're heavy
really
duty,
comfy.
Man.
These, I feel like these are the most comfy thing of like footwear I've ever put on my feet.
Bang, boom.
Tim's.
Yeah, I need to get like that style.
They're really nice.
Yeah. All right. Now let's move on to our next section. Let's talk about. This is going to be our final one, our last one, the finale, all right?
Oh, yeah.
The finale. Let's talk about fashion influencers or people that you think are really driving the game right now, so to speak. All right, so you wanted to go first, Noah?
Absolutely. I want to say my top, like, fashion inspiration and influencer is Frugal Aesthetic on Instagram, on YouTube.
Yep.
I've been following him not even more than a year, but, like, I really like the way he dresses himself, and I think just like how blunt he is on trends and like crafting your own personal style, trying to make it more accessible to like the everyday consumer.
And that is, he's also very comedic too.
Yeah, no, he's funny
to watch.
He's super funny.
It's not like one of those guys that he's like, so you got to wear this to match with that, and you got to pair with this, you got to do that. Yeah. It's like he's blunt, he's to the point, he's comedic.
He treats you like a friend, and I like that.
He's like an honest friend.
Mm-hmm. And I think for me that's like it's opened up my eyes to say like, oh, I don't have to fit in one category of a kind of style. Or like, you know, I don't have to be a big brand kind of guy. I don't have to be wearing exclusively earth tones, only thrifting stuff. It can be a mix and you can kind of just do whatever you want and if it feels good to you, then it's good. And like I guess just I don't know. He's a great guy. He's a great guy.
All right. You got anyone in mind?
I got two. And they're not really like influencers when it comes to fashion, but just the stuff that's inside of these is just, it's great. First one, anime.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
People, the characters in anime dress so well. Their clothes fit perfectly. You know what I mean? Like
the magic of being
an
animated. That's
like,
yeah,
that's
I know.
Like the, it's the body dysmorphia of clothes.
Yeah, but
yeah. It's tough. But
the people that are designing these characters really know and understand clothes because they design these like you know shirts to fit perfectly and everything, and they like make me want to go and make my own like you know
Absolutely, man.
Cropped shirts.
Yeah.
And another one is JPEG Mafia. I know I'm a kind of a wiener writer when it comes to him, man. I love his music. Ooh, I love his...
I love JPEG Mafia.
I know. I love his messaging and his songs, even though I'm kind of just like the white guy that likes JPEG Mafia, right? Yeah. His fashion's great. The thing he does is that he wears a lot of like military wear.
Yeah, nope.
Military wear is great.
I was about to cop a pair of camo pants the other day. Mm. I was really close to it, but that just made me so happy. It made me feel so manly.
Well, the thing about these like surplus stores and military fashion is that fashion brands just take the design straight from that.
Yeah. Mm.
They take that design and
mark it up
to like $200 versus like the $10 rain jacket. That's like the best rain jacket ever made. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
that stuff's built to be like to last.
Exactly. And JPEG Mafia, he uses a lot of that because he was in the military. And he also mixes in
that.
Yeah. He mixes in a lot of different stuff. Like, you know, like remember those like the red boots? And he wears a lot of like really eccentric stuff. Like one time I saw him and up on stage he was wearing like muscle pants. Like elastic muscle pants that like are like white. You know what I mean? He's a black guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, they're like these white muscle pants that like have like muscle, you know, like made him look like jacked.
That's great.
And he's just wearing all this crazy stuff. He was wearing this little kid backpack. He wears like these like.
Is he what started wearing those like kid shows backpacks?
He wears this vest. Like he wears like a fishing vest and like nothing else on. And like, you know.
Yeah.
In the shows.
Fishnets are so hot.
I'm cutting that out.
Okay, we're cutting you out. We're cutting you out, boy.
We're not here to talk about clothes fetishes, all right?
Okay. You know what you should do? You should cut it out like right in the middle of the thing, and then you'd be like, okay, sorry for that interruption.
Sorry for that interruption. All right, onto someone I think is a really cool influencer in what they do. Tyler, the Creator, is pretty cool. Some of the stuff he does.
Absolutely.
Golf LaFleur.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Tyler, the Creator, is the person that made many of the movements in 2010s fashion.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I remember
Supreme, like, remember I was just clowning on Hypebeast.
He was the one wearing the Supreme hat.
Yeah, yep. He was the person that made sneakers cool to, like, you know, to the public, to the masses. That's why that's popular, you know? Supreme caps and Supreme became popular because of him, and now people are wearing, you know, what Tyler's wearing now, you know? He's, like, been on top of the fashion game, just putting the trends.
Yeah.
He's the main guy.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of some of the stuff he does. Like, there was a jacket he made recently that I really wanted to buy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's expensive. So.
It's all
custom made.
You bought the alien shirt.
I bought the alien shirt. Dude, it was
the alien shirt's so funny.
It was, like, how much was it? I bought it for $70. I think that's
$70
That's the most I've ever spent on a t-shirt. Just because it was Tyler.
I think he's really just good at marketing too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, absolutely. Like, I love that one ad he did with like for French Waltz.
Oh,
and it's just like, it's just like the big container of cologne or perfume.
Have you heard of the Mountain Dew commercials?
No, I have not. Speaking of Tyler, the Creator, actually, I invited him onto the podcast. Oh, he didn't even answer me, man.
That's crazy.
Come on. We love you, man. Come on.
We need you.
We're such big fans.
Come on next time. Come on, we'll make it work.
I'm gonna start swinging verses from Colossus.
I'll make you some French toast and some
blueberry cupcakes
and make you some little cupcakes and make you some bacon I'll treat you nice and special.
Oh, it's such a sweet boy.
All right. Yeah. We're running out of time now here.
One Tyler, the Creator song.
I'm not laughing.
All right. Yeah. Goodbye, everyone. This was Robbie's infinite well of grandiose knowledge. See you next time. Goodbye.
Peace.